Welcome to Safety Cast. I'm your host, Christian Young, and today we kick off a powerful new series focused on the foundations of critical risk management with episode one, What is a Material Unwanted Event? If you've ever sat in a room where safety professionals toss around terms like MUE, critical risk, or catastrophic event, you know the language can vary, but the meaning often aligns. MUE stands for Material Unwanted Event, and understanding what it means in your context is the first step toward a focused, effective safety program. Most organizations use different names. Anglo talks about PUEs, BHP uses MUEs. Regardless of the acronym, these refer to high consequence, low likelihood events. We're talking underground fires, strata failure, off-site vehicle movements, confined space entry gone wrong, not rolled ankles, not cuts and scrapes. These are incidents with the power to cause fatalities, environmental disaster, or major legal impact. So why define materiality first? Because not every risk is critical. You need a line in the sand. What's above it is a material unwanted event. What's below it isn't. And here's how you draw that line, materiality criteria. Take your consequence matrix. Think about each consequence type, health and safety, environment, financial, reputation. Now pick your red line. Maybe for safety, it's level 4 or higher, single or multiple fatalities. For environmental events, maybe level 3. For a small business, financial loss of $6 million might be a level 2. And that could be material. Context matters. A workshop with 3 employees has different material thresholds than a multinational mine site, and the line can change. Community sentiment, like after the Juukan Gorge destruction, can shift your materiality overnight. Stakeholder mergers can too. So before you risk rank anything, before you build bow ties or assign controls, answer this: what is material for us? That's your first discipline, your first filter, and it keeps you from trying to manage 600 critical risks when maybe only 40 really matter. In our next episode, we'll walk through the tool used to go from everything risky to the critical few, the broad brush risk assessment. But for now, your task is clear. Define your materiality criteria. Thanks for listening to Safety Cast. If you found this helpful, subscribe and share it with a peer who needs to draw their red line.